Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we're going to be going over the F1 launch recap. So this past week, we saw the first ever season launch event for the 75th F1 season, and it was held at London's O2. And all 10 teams, drivers, and team principals were in attendance, even though I think there was a lot of speculation about whether or not Max would show up. So just to start the recap, I really felt like this F1 launch was not for your hardcore F1 fans. It felt a little too much like an awards ceremony, kind of like the Oscars. It was definitely a production, like a marketing event, and it did feel a little Netflix specially. I was kind of disappointed we didn't hear more about the cars. So basically, every team was given 10 minutes. They brought out the livery for the season. And yeah, it was, you know, there was some music, there was some jokes, but yeah, very much like it was a PR event. But that being said, it was free to watch and it did give us some F1 content in February. So, you know, we'll take what we can get. So the new livery was basically on the old cars. So we saw who knows what we'll really see. But no one's going to bring in the new cars for this event because they don't want other people to have eyes and specs on them. So basically, they took their old cars, put the new livery on them, and then showcased them. So what actually hits the track is a different story, but we'll see that going forward. And just some, my two quick takeaways, my two quick highlights was the FIA being booed and then the Mercedes pit stop mess up. Oh, that was a disaster. So I'd just like to say that there was people who loved the event and there's people who didn't. And as much as it was a PR marketing event for the FIA, I do feel that I did like that all the car launches were condensed into one night and I didn't have to go watch 10 separate events and it was free to watch. And yeah, so let's just get down now. We'll look at each of the teams had 10 minutes to do what they wanted with. So let's just start right in it. So McLaren, we saw the papaya and black, the iconic color scheme is back. It's kind of the same-ish, which is fine because year after year, like, we know what to expect. I think it was pretty like they've incorporated more black into this year, but it was pretty standard. I'm going to say that every team had a number, one of their driver's numbers on the car, and McLaren was the only team that didn't do this. So I'm going to call it now. I'm putting out a prediction now. McLaren is already not willing to stand up and back Norris in his fight for world champion. And we already see these papaya rules coming into effect, which I found a little annoying. Okay, Ferrari. I found it really boring. The front end was red. The back end just looked like it was on the wrong car. It looked like two cars were split in half. They put it back together. The back end was white, but it was really messy and cluttered and congested with all the sponsors. I kind of feel like it should have been all red. That slash of white just didn't look good. I did not like it. Ferrari should be a little more iconic, and it just wasn't. Mercedes looks similar to last season. I think they were doing what McLaren was doing with trying to keep it consistent, but they just came across as boring. I did not love Mercedes. Red Bull, they didn't involve their drivers. So Christian Horner was booed, as was the FIA, quite heavily. So I wondered if they were afraid Max would be booed, but their drivers were the only ones that didn't really talk and interact. But I don't know, he is the reigning world champion, so maybe put a little bit more respect out there for him. But it was boring. It was basically a cop and paste, looks exactly the same. They're just keeping their brand the same every year, but no little tweaks, no real change. It was kind of just Red Bull. V-Carb, loved it. They incorporated white. It faded into the back of the car, and at the back where it faded into the blue was actually their little logos. Like, it was such a cool look. It kind of looked a bit of back, like a bit of a throwback look, but better. And less was going on. Less was better. I really liked what they've done. Haas. Okay. First off, I'd like to say really loving the Ocon Behrman pairing. Okay. But, looked very similar to last year, a little underwhelming. I did really like the Haas down the side like that. Alpine, too much pink. Okay. So I did like the pink halo. I will say that it did stand out. It is very pink from the front. But I just thought there was too much pink and there was just a lot going on, but I did really, really love it. Almost looked like it had a shimmery, glittery blue paint on there. That was amazing. Aston Martin, I found too busy. They were someone who I feel like that British Racing green should have just been left as it was. Like, they shouldn't have touched it. It just too big. I don't like what they did. Steak, I didn't mind it. It had a nice fade of green to black. It was simple. The green was bright. It's going to be visible from the track. I really liked the steak. Plain, but I liked it. And Williams, I have to say, they were my favorite. Double blue in coloring. Simple, classic look. It was nice and clean. The lines were clean. I really, really liked Williams. So I'm going to rank from my least favorite, number 10, to my favorite car that came out. So here it is. And I know we're gonna have some like not so happy people when we do this. But okay, 10, Ferrari. 9, Red Bull. 8, Aston Martin. 7, Mercedes. 6, Alpine. 5, Haas, 4, McLaren, 3, Steak, 2, V-Carb, and our favorite car was the Williams. Great job to the Williams team. Looked incredible. So thanks for coming out today to hear our recap of the launch event. Next week, we're going to be looking at the upcoming 2025 calendar and season overview, and we're going to make some predictions. We're going to predict who we think our head-to-head winners are within the teams. We're going to look at who we think will win the constructors and world champions. And then the following week, we're going to jump right into preseason testing. Thanks so much for joining us today. Come back next week and join us at Beyond the Paddock.